Hey friends, in 2024, Jupiter will be conjunct Uranus in Taurus exactly in April. Well, this is a dynamic planetary alignment, and it presents a really great opportunity for us to observe this transit in the collective for clues about its greater meaning. When Jupiter and Uranus form major alignments, like the conjunction, the square, or the opposition, there results a dynamic interplay of expansion and liberation that can reverberate throughout the collective. And for some of us, that activation is also deeply personal, especially if these transiting planets also line up with our birth chart placements, activating that natal potential in unique ways. Well, let's explore a few of these potentials so that we can watch out for them and even work with them intentionally. When analyzing aspects between planets, it's always a great approach to start by breaking down each one individually. Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, is associated with growth, abundance, and the energy of expansion. Known historically as the Greater Benefic, Jupiter encourages us to broaden our horizons, to create meaning in the world, or see it, and embrace opportunities for personal and spiritual development. But let's not limit ourselves by thinking of Jupiter as only benefic or beneficial. It's always possible to have too much of a good thing, and sometimes Jupiter just signifies more, whether that's expanding something we want or something we don't. Jupiter can also show up when we're at risk of hubris or excessive pride or self-confidence, the kind that gets us into trouble or leads to overreach. Well, there's a lot more we could say about Jupiter, but let's move on to Uranus, which relates to rebellious or maverick energy, reaction against oppression or suppression, and also disruption. Sometimes Uranus points to disruption with the intention of shaking something up in a good way, and sometimes it just relates to disruption for no good reason at all. The Uranus archetype also includes breakthrough and innovation, sudden or radical change. Uranus is the revolutionary force that compels us to get out of our comfort zones and to leap into uncharted territory. In the process, it can lead to big awakenings, progress, or even individuation. But Uranus is also the lawless, that part of us that resists being put in a box or told what to do. Its energy is electric and restless. It's more comfortable with change than stasis or sitting still. Uranus asks us, are you sure you want to sit there doing nothing when there's this great injustice in the world? Or do you really want to keep taking orders from that oppressive boss? All right, well, now that we've got a feel for each of these two planets, let's talk about the aspect. In astrology, a conjunction is an aspect that occurs when two planets or points align at the same degree of the zodiac. This alignment speaks to the potential for these two planets to blend together, to mix their energies, or to support or influence each other. Conjunctions are often experienced in a more positive way, but your mileage there might vary depending on the planets involved. Conjunctions are considered the strongest of all the aspects, especially when combined with a parallel of declination, but that's a topic for another time. All right, let's start blending these two planets together so we can imagine what that could mean. When Jupiter forms a conjunction with Uranus, their archetypal potentials and energies join together, and that can unlock a potent and transformative force. This particular alignment forms roughly once every 14 years, and it signals a period of dynamic change and expansion on both the personal and collective level. One potential out of many is the idea of breaking free from the old or the restrictive. The conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus is often a catalyst for breaking free from limiting beliefs or societal norms or outdated structures. Individuals might find themselves questioning the status quo, or they might seek a path that looks unconventional to others, or that path might just stand out as unconventional in contrast to what they've been doing up until that point. A person taken by this energy might be drawn toward a more liberated or authentic way of life. Uranus can often help us get in touch with what feels more like us and less like what's expected of us. And Jupiter here is just amplifying or blowing up that potential in a big way. Another idea we can watch out for is innovative ideas and paradigm shifts. Under Jupiter-Uranus peak times, we tend to see more innovative ideas being generated, as well as strong reactions to those ideas. This energy can spark paradigm shifts or even quantum leaps in multiple fields. Scientific breakthroughs are common, as well as technological advancements. Idiosyncratic or avant-garde cultural movements can also gain some momentum during this kind of alignment, in addition to the purely rebellious or revolutionary. Now, a third possibility here is embracing change with optimism. While Jupiter sometimes just magnifies or expands Uranus's rebellious or or disruptive tendencies, Jupiter can also express as optimism and hopefulness. Now that can steer Uranus in that more positive direction. So some people will embrace or instigate change with a positive intention or a belief in limitless possibility. These folks might see any challenges as growth opportunities rather than roadblocks and find themselves excited and stimulated during this time. For others, this energy might feel like a little too much or just too big to contain. The trick there might be to tackle what you can and ride that crazy wave as best as you're able to while it lasts. Now, as I've been saying, this transit will have a global impact. On a collective level, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction can coincide with significant global events and shifts in societal consciousness. For instance, movements advocating for freedom or reaction against restrictive forces might gain traction during this period. But there are also personal opportunities. For individuals, this alignment invites high-octane personal transformation and the exploration of new horizons. We might feel encouraged to take risks, to break up old routines, or to step outside our comfort zones. In a best-case scenario, we embrace the unknown with excitement. Well, next I'd like to share some actual correlations from 2023 and 2024 so you can get a sense of this dynamic energy in action. Remember the summer of 2023? When the films Barbie and Oppenheimer became surprise summer blockbusters? Well, Jupiter and Uranus were already in range of the conjunction when both of those films were released. Their success shocked the film industry, in part because their subject matter didn't match expectations for what could be a runaway hit. Both films resonated deeply with the forces stirring in the collective at the time, and they also disrupted the status quo, both through social commentary, but also by opening up the playing field in the film business for what kind of film could be expected to become a summer blockbuster. Now, in darker news, Haiti just experienced one of its greatest jailbreaks in history in early March 2024. Societal tensions, suffering, and desperation have been prevalent there for some time. And true to its nature, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction correlated with this moment when some of that tension just had to break. Armed gangs in the capital of Haiti stormed two prisons and instigated a dramatic and violent battle with the police. Ultimately, they set free nearly 4,000 inmates from two of the country's prisons, including its largest one. Now, we like to idealize the positive potentials of the planets, and I'm totally on board with that. But keep in mind that Uranus can relate to the disorderly, the lawless, and the uncontrollable as well. With Jupiter amping up the vibe here, this Uranian energy can be especially rowdy and unruly. It's the kind of energy that's often required to break free from any kind of restraint, for better or for worse. Okay, well, let's all hold space for some healing as our thoughts go out to any and all people experiencing suffering in Haiti. But switching gears, for a more lighter correlation, have you heard that astronomers have recently discovered the brightest known object in the universe to date? It's a huge quasar, which is the glowing core of a galaxy. It's about 12 billion light years away, and it shines more than 500 trillion times brighter than our sun. Well, that's a pretty exciting discovery, and you can bet there will be more to come. Well, speaking of more, there's so much more we could say about Jupiter-Uranus aspects, but I hope this little taster has piqued your curiosity. If you'd like to hear more, consider joining us at our annual summit at Astrology University in March, where 10 of your favorite astrologers are going to explore this dynamic pairing from multiple vantage points. You can tune in to catch the first talk live on March 24th, and then watch anytime after the summit too, because we'll be posting the recordings so you can stream them on your own time. You can sign up at astrologyuniversity.com/summit. We also created a rare opportunity to explore this aspect in person while it's happening in real time. Join us in Dublin or Berlin at the end of April for that, and you can get those details and sign up at astrologyuniversity.com/events. Well, before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a question. What will you do with this stellar opportunity? The conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus is like a cosmic dynamo inviting us to embody the potential for expansion and liberation. As these two planetary giants align, they can inspire us to break free from the shackles of the past, to embrace change with optimism, or to embark on a journey of personal and collective transformation as some of us push the narrative forward in bold ways. We all know that change is inevitable, and the meeting of Jupiter with Uranus serves as a signal that the time for big change is at hand. Albert Einstein once said, "The measure of intelligence is the ability to change." Opportunities for growth and change are available for those of you willing to take the leap. Will it be you? Well, thanks for tuning in, and until next time, take good care.